This is HortiBiz News Radio.
I am at the GrowTech 2023 in Antalya, and right now I am in front of Paul van der Vark, Falk, Manager Sales from Hortilux Schreder. Of course, we all know Hortilux, but maybe you would like to give like a quick introduction.
Hi, Romy. Thank you for being here. We are from Hortilux. We're a supplier of grow light systems. So traditional HPS grow light systems, but even LED grow light systems. That's the new hot item at the moment, of course. And we supply our products all over the world.
And what would you say is like the thing that Hortilux is best known for?
Yeah, since 35 years, we started with the first trials in flower, cut flowers in roses. By proving customers that we can grow roses year-round. Since 2000, we did the first trials in vegetables to show the producers that we can grow year-round tomatoes, cucumbers, and we are the founding father of proving year-round grow.
And in what way would you say there is mostly innovation going in Hortilux? Is it mostly on energy saving, or like what kind of innovations are still possible?
Yeah, there are a lot of innovations, but it depends also a bit on the country you are.
So tell me something about that then.
There are much local circumstances. And in Holland, energy price is quite high, but you can imagine in Turkey or Kazakhstan, the energy price is lower. So it have different needs. There's also different sun radiation in these countries. So the needs of the grower is always different. And we try as Hortilux to improve our products based on the local needs.
Yeah. So, for example, if you look at Turkey, because of course we are here in Turkey right now, what is mostly what the Turkish people are looking for?
When you see specifically the region here in Antalya, there are a lot of plastic greenhouses. So we can come up with the newest high-tech LED, but I don't think that's not the need for the growers, for the local growers here. They need first make the step to more high-tech plastic greenhouses. And we have also some products to for these kind of greenhouses. It's maybe not the high-tech solution, but there's a lot of sun in Turkey. So we have also special products for their needs.
Do you feel like they are like innovating, like that in a couple of years they are looking for more high-tech solutions? Or do you think like for now it will not be the main focus for this market?
No, the improvement of the techniques in Turkey are going quite fast, but from very low plastic greenhouses, they have already the high-tech plastic greenhouses, and every time they make steps. But there's no need for high-tech glass greenhouses in this specific region. Maybe in the south of Turkey it will be different, but even here in Turkey you have different circumstances. So, and if you have, for example, a traditional lighting in Turkey in May, it will be far too hot inside the greenhouse. And in the Nordics, there you need the heat of these lamps. So, different needs and different circumstances.
Yeah, and if we then look, for example, at like Hortilux's branding, do you think that over here the name is already having a similar status as it has in the Netherlands, for example?
Absolutely. So what we do is we're improving our products, a lot of LED, and it will be high tech, but it will be also more compatible with other growing solutions like the climate computer, screening systems, and I think we're quite strong in the consortium of plant empowerment. We're working already with a lot of different companies to make one good system.
Yeah, it's beautiful, by the way. I love the plant empowerment project because there's so many people already in horticulture for years that are saying we need to collaborate more. And I think with plant empowerment, you finally see like a real collaboration going on between these kinds of companies.
Absolutely. So we can advise a grower to use grow light systems, but if we don't talk about energy screens, the grower doesn't have any profit of the grow lights. So that's one-on-one.
Okay, Paul, anything else you would like to mention?
I'm happy to be here. Happy to see so many people all over the world coming to Turkey. And it's always good to meet the customers personally.
Okay, Paul van der Valk from Hortilux, thank you so much for having the time to have this interview with me. Thank you so much and best of luck for the next days of GrowTech.
Yeah, thank you very much, Sarah.
24/7 news, information, and the best music vibes to grow sustainable. This is HortiBiz News Radio.